On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about the status of regional youth detention centers. And earlier this month, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill delaying the closure of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake. Meanwhile, four counties have submitted applications to build regional youth facilities, and the Corrections Department Grant Committee will meet for the first time today to begin reviewing those proposals. What counties do you want to see build a juvenile detention facility? What questions do you have about how funding will be dispersed? How do you want to see lawmakers approach funding for these facilities? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So as we see the Corrections Department meeting today for the first time to review these regional youth facility proposals, what counties have submitted bids here?
So Milwaukee and Dane County and Brown County and Racine County have submitted their proposals to build these county-run facilities that are meant to replace the housing units for part of the population that are currently in the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison, which is north of Wausau, that I'm sure your listeners have heard a number of stories about the troubles that have been going on there for more than five years.
What do we know about the plans that these counties are putting forth? Do they have different visions for each one?
Yeah, each county has come up with their own plan to address the needs of the population that is in their county, obviously, and those can be very different from county to county, especially in numbers. You know, Milwaukee County is going to have a lot more offenders from there, so they're going to need a different vision than maybe Brown County. So what they're looking at is a way to provide rehabilitation to these teen offenders in a secure environment, but not in an environment that feels like a traditional prison, because that has been a big factor in why state officials think that the Lincoln Hills prison isn't working as they want it to.
Well, let's start with Milwaukee County's proposals asking for up to $42 million to do a renovation of existing facilities. What would that entail?
So that facility would be the less secure. They want a state facility there and also a county facility. And so what they would be doing is coming up with ways to make the environment inside that facility look more like kind of a college dorm area with areas for programming and education. And that would be $42 million. And that cost would actually be almost the entire cost that the original bill had set aside for the all county facilities. So the cost of the Milwaukee renovation alone is one example of how the costs to replace the Lincoln Hills prison are just, you know, way more than originally anticipated.
And is that $42 million estimate, is that just for infrastructure like remodeling, or does that include other things?
I mean, that includes everything, and that's what they need. That's what they want from the state in the grant process.
And what does Dane County's look like, their application?
I'm not familiar with the Dane County application, but generally these facilities are all, you know, their goal is to just provide rehabilitation and in, you know, many ways a punishment for the offenses, but in a way that is constructive and not, you know, just offering punishment with no path out of that kind of thinking or life.
We're talking with Molly Beck. She's a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's been following developments in the plans to close and replace Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake juvenile detention facilities. You can join in 800-642-1234. How do you want to see lawmakers approach funding for these juvenile correction facilities? Should they increase the amount to meet the needs of what these counties have requested? Call in. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Molly, it seems like there's really a wide range in these proposals on what these regional facilities would cost. What does that cost range look like?
So the $40 million, $42 million that you mentioned earlier with the Milwaukee County plan, that's, I mean, it's not a wide range. It's generally that I've seen about, between $35 million and about $40 million for each facility. And that was a concern that lawmakers brought up when they were first drafting the law that ordered the closure of the Lincoln Hills prison. They were concerned that counties were going to be asking for, they projected about $40 million, and they were worried that that wasn't really needed. So I think what we're going to see here, especially with this meeting today at the Department of Corrections, is a conversation about whether or not, these $40 million facilities are that's a true cost, or if that's, inflated, or if that's just not something the legislature wants to spend. We'll see.
Let's take a call now. Let's go to Anne joining us from Reedsburg. Hi, Anne.
I get referred.
Oh, hi, Anne. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. What is on your mind? What is your question?
I would like to know that I'm hearing new buildings built for the underage prisons and such, for the juvenile prisons and such. I don't understand why we don't use existing buildings. Plus, why isn't there like a triangulation of these new so-called facilities? Why aren't they proportionately put in the state so that it's not far for anyone to go to, that is strategically stated, maybe in thirds or what, however many facilities they're going to, that is strategically placed around the state?
Anne, thank you for the call. Molly, what about first ex remodeling existing facilities?
Yeah, so it really depends on what the county wants to do, or the state facility for that matter. There's a couple state facilities that are involved in this plan too. And sometimes, depending on what they want to do, building new is just cheaper to do than try to renovating and fitting this model into a building that was for an entirely different purpose. There has been discussion, I don't know how serious, about the old Ethan Allen prison, which was south of Milwaukee, to reopen that. But I think the cost of that, because it's been sitting dormant for so long, and it was originally a youth prison under the model they don't want anymore, So I think that's why that you see this discussion of new facilities versus old facilities. And I think there's also an environment factor there. They want, these to be appealing facilities to both the neighborhood they're in, and also the people that work there, and also the offenders. I think they want to make this as perfect as possible, because they don't want to replicate the problems that are at Lincoln Hills right now.
So, with the applications on the table, will that get these youth closer to their homes? Are these applications dispersed enough around the state?
Yeah, I mean, you see the applications from Brown County and Racine County, and then Dane County, Milwaukee County. So there's not, you don't have anything actually where Lincoln Hills right now is, which is interesting. But if you look at the population of the offenders, I mean, most of them are from, southeastern Wisconsin. So I think the goal of this whole overhaul was, mostly to get kids, closer to home, and I think you'll see that happening.
We're talking about the timeline and proposals on the table that would replace the state's youth prison, Lincoln Hills. Molly Beck is our guide. She is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Are you in a county that's considering building one of these facilities? Are you pleased that your county is stepping up and putting forth a bid? Do you have concerns? Join in with your thoughts, your questions, 800-642-1234. The State Capitol Report continues in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're talking about what happens next on the timeline for closing the state's youth detention center, which is supposed to happen sometime in the next couple years. Four counties have submitted applications to build facilities: Brown, Dane, Milwaukee, and Racine, as we've been talking about. And the Corrections Department Grant Committee, it meets today for the first time. So how do you want to see lawmakers approach funding for these facilities? How do you want to Should they increase the amount of state funding to meet the needs of what these counties requested? Join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's state government reporter, Molly Beck, stays with us. Molly, looking at Milwaukee County a little bit closer, Mary Jo Myers, the head of Milwaukee County's Department of Health Services, she talked with WPR about her plans for the county.
We know that if you have a child in any setting longer than 6 months, there's diminishing returns and they have longer to learn new behaviors that are not productive for them.
It sounds like Milwaukee County feels that Lincoln Hills is doing a disservice to the youth. What are conditions currently like at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake?
So when the facility first opened as the state's only youth prison for a while before that, and this was in 2011, a while before that, there was youth there. But that year was when every teen offender was being sent there only. So the conditions there eventually became very, very dangerous to both staff and the inmates there. And it turned out there wasn't enough training. There weren't enough staff. There might've been a disconnect between the backgrounds of, you know, the inmates there and the people who worked there. And there's a culture disconnect there for sure. You know, that there have been many lawsuits resulting from that toxic environment over physical abuse of the inmates and emotional abuse. There was a federal lawsuit that ordered the facility to stop using pepper spray regularly to manage behavior and keeping kids in solitary confinement for, you know, more than 2 months at a time. So since that lawsuit, in that order to change things, which was a couple summers ago, they have made some progress. This last, there was a report from a court-ordered monitor who's supposed to go there every few months to see how things are going. And it sounds like they've stopped keeping the teen inmates there in solitary confinement, but they still do use isolation, but not in the way they did before.
And
they're still using...
That's coming out of this most recent report.
Right, yeah. Right. That's right. And so they're also still using pepper spray, but not like they were before. It didn't sound like they were using mechanical restraints at all. So there's some progress there. There for a while, these monitor reports were showing the same problems that existed there before the federal lawsuit, which made this conversation about the replacement so important. And when lawmakers talk about pushing back the deadline to close it, it's just interesting because when they voted to close it, you know, just a year ago, there was this urgency and everybody agreed that, you know, they needed to get the teen inmates out of there immediately. They needed to make an environment better for staff. And as they actually get into, you know, the actual plan to replace that prison, the costs are more than they thought it would be.
Do we still feel that urgency among the lawmakers you talk to?
You know, there are a handful of lawmakers who were working on this plan from the beginning, and frankly, years before, you know, former Governor Scott Walker and the legislature at large would even acknowledge there was an issue. You know, there are those handful of lawmakers that are still pushing for this. But you don't hear them discussing it like they did at the time when they passed this law to close the prison. And, you know, with counties in some of these lawmakers' areas complaining about, we don't want the state run facility in our area, it just, you know, it throws a wrench into the whole process, which maybe should have been expected, you know, to close one facility and open, you know, half a dozen others across the state. I mean, this isn't just like opening a Walmart or something, you know, it's something that is going to cause concern for neighbors, whether that's, you know, valid concerns or not.
We're talking about the closure of the State Youth Detention Center, Lincoln Hills, with Molly Beck. She is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, when you look at the money on the table these counties are requesting versus how it compares to the amount of funding that lawmakers approved for these projects, how wide apart are they?
pretty far apart. So initially the Joint Finance Committee wiped out all the funding that was supposed to be meant for the state-run facilities and gave that to the counties. And I believe there were two reasons there. I think one was an acknowledgement that the money set aside initially in the law to close Lincoln Hills did not include enough for the county facilities. I also think they did that to delay the creation of the state facilities because they are slated to be in areas where the communities are pretty vocal about not wanting them. So I think that, you know, taking that money off the table for those, you know, forces the DOC to go back to the drawing board there, or at least, you know, create a plan that justifies where they want to put them. So right now, after Governor Evers took that budget from the Joint Finance Committee and reshaped it with his veto pen, there's going to be about $23 million in borrowing allocated for the state facilities, $80 million for the county facilities, and about $60 million for an expansion of a juvenile treatment center at Mendota in Madison.
So as the Corrections Department Grant Committee meets today for the first time, do we know what will happen, what criteria they're first looking at in these proposals?
Yeah, so they're going to be looking at the programming that each county wants to provide. They're going to be looking at the geography that, you know, might not be the first thing you think of as being important, but it turns out that's very important. You know, whether or not the location is going to work for the community and for the staff there. They're going to be looking at, you know, the budget too. You see if it's going to be a sustainable budget, if they're going to, you know, need a lot more money in the future, they're not going to need as much money in the future, things like that. But the programming, I think you might see counties do different, you know, their specialty will be different, so to speak. So there might be, if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, if, you know, depending on the needs of the offenders, some might go to Racine County or some might go to Milwaukee County.
Do we have any idea what the timeline looks like for this committee, how quickly they will move?
You know, that's a good question. I think with the recent bill to push back the closure of the Lincoln Hills prison, that takes some of the emergency off of that process. And I think what they're going to be focusing on right now is just making sure that each plan is a good plan and is viable, and that they're not rushing anything through, because I think that was one of the concerns with the first bill.
What is Governor Tony Evers saying about the timeline to close Lincoln Hills?
So he has said that he wants to take the actual deadline off the table. He wants to close Lincoln Hills. He campaigned on that, so that desire is there. But I think he is concerned that having this July 2021 deadline is not realistic, and wants to make sure that everything that needs to be in place is in place. Because it's one thing to just say, okay, we're going to open this facility. Let's just, you know, make sure that it's open on July 1st, 2021. You know, they have to make sure that it actually works before they actually have offenders there.
And you talked to juvenile corrections experts about the timeline and the replacements to be in place. What concerns did they have?
I mean, they also said that it was the 2021 deadline was not realistic and never was. And one person I talked to who has he is a professor at UW-Madison, and he has, you know, studied this stuff for decades. He said that putting that deadline in the bill to close the prison created a kind of crisis environment to force lawmakers to actually act on it, but that it was never something that they could probably meet.
So as you watch the developments here, what are you looking at next? Where does this go?
You know, my big questions, you know, are when they're actually going to be able to close Lincoln Hills, because I mean, the things are improving, but it's just not working there. You know, they still have a high vacancy rate in staff. And the, you know, offenders there are saying things are better, but they're not saying, I don't think that DOC wants the conditions to continue there as they are right now. I think they want to make sure that everything changes pretty dramatically still. And with, you know, the costs being a lot more than lawmakers anticipated, and just this feeling in the Capitol that there's less urgency to actually close that facility, I think that's my big question, is just when we'll actually see a movement to actually do that.
Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We've been talking about the timeline for closing Lincoln Hills. Coming up, the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here to tell us about the closing of a transitional housing program for veterans and the state budget increases for veterans programs. U of a Line, 800-642-1234. There's more State Cap right after this news update on the Ideas Network.